Lunt, Noah Norton, 1821 to 1902, and first wife, Rebecca E., circa 1828 to 1851, and second wife, Sarah H., 1833 to 1868, and third wife, Frances, 1830 to after 1910. Noah Lunt, a carpenter from Maine, was an active layperson, first as a Millerite Adventist, later as a Seventh-day Adventist. According to Loughborough's obituary of Noah Lunt, he was arrested and put in prison for preaching the Millerite message. Support for this claim is found in William Lapham's History of Paris, Maine, published in 1884. Noah Lunt was arrested and taken before Judge Cole, April 2, 1845, charged with disturbing the peace by calling at persons' houses in the nighttime and preaching that the church and the world were rejected of God. Loughborough also recorded that Noah Lunt was among a group of 60 persons in Portland, Maine, who in January 1845 heard Ellen White relate the vision she had received the month before, and that he began to keep the Sabbath in 1846. Until about 1865, he worshipped with Sabbath keepers in Portland, then lived in Battle Creek, Michigan for many years, before finally settling in Oakland, California in the early 1880s. In all three places, he served as church elder. Ellen White appears to have appreciated his qualities as a preacher, for in 1890, she suggested to Olson, then General Conference president, that Noah Lunt, together with Loughborough, come to Michigan and work in this state, a suggestion that was never implemented. Noah Lunt's first two wives, Rebecca and Sarah Chamberlain, were sisters, and both died young. His third wife, Frances Howland, was the daughter of Stockbridge and Louisa Howland. In her autobiographical writings, Ellen White called Frances Howland a very dear friend of mine, and recalled the occasion in 1845 when Frances was dramatically healed of rheumatic fever after prayer by Ellen and others. It was also Frances Howland who later had the main care of the White's infant son, Henry, during the 5 years that he spent with the Howland family.